ते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 82 टेक्स्ट नंबर 35 दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज कृष्णा मीट्स द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन ताव आत्मासनम् आरोप्य बहुभ्य पतिरभ्य च यशोदा च महाभागा सुतौ विजहतः शुचः ताव आत्मासनम् आरोप्य बाहुभ्यां परिरभ्य च यशोदा च महाभागा सुतौ विजहतौ शुचः तावात्मासनम् आरोप्य बाहुभ्यां परिरभ्य च यशोदा च महाभागा सुतो विजहतौ शुच तावात्मासनम् आरोप्य बाहुभ्यां परिरभ्य च यशोदा च महाभागा सुतौ विजहतौ शुचः बाहुभ्यां च यशोदा च महाभागा यशोदा च महाभागा सुतौ विजहतौ शुचः माताजी तात्मासनमारोप्य यशोदा च महाभागा सुतौ विजहतौ शुचः तौ द टू ऑफ देम आत्मासनम् ऑन टू द लैब्स आरोप्य रेजिंग बाहुभ्या with their arms, parirabhya, embracing, cha, and yashoda, mother yashoda, cha, also, mahabhaga, saintly, sutau, their sons, vijahato, they gave up, suchaha, their sorrow. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Raising their two sons onto their laps and holding them in their arms, Nanda and saintly Mother Yashoda forgot their sorrow. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that after the initial embraces and obeisances, Vasudev led Nanda and Yashoda into his tent as they held the hands of Krishna and Balaram. Following them inside were Rohini, other women and men of Vraj, and number of attendants. Inside, Nanda and Yashoda took the two boys on their laps. Despite having heard the glories of the two lords of Dwarka, And despite seeing their opulences now before their eyes, Nanda and Yashoda looked upon them as if they were still their 8-year-old children. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Vancha Kalpataru Vishchakripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Damonama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this is the interesting part where all the Brajbasis also have come to Kurukshetra. And they are meeting Krishna after many, many years. In fact, here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj treated Krishna as if he was 8 years old. In fact, he was almost like 80 years old. Because Krishna stayed for 125 years. In this world, and the Pandavas ruled for 36 years. And even if you take, 10-12 years here and there, because according to different authorities, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that this solar eclipse took place after the Rajasuya sacrifice. But it doesn't exactly mention when it happened. And some other explanation based on the Mahabharata also, when Vyasadeva came to the place of Dhritarashtra and he was indicating, saying that because people need to know when the solar eclipse is going to happen, when the lunar eclipse is going to happen. So he said, the eclipse which is coming, Surya Grahan, he said that's a very dangerous eclipse because the eclipse will come first, Surya, on the day of Amavasya. And then within 13 days, usually one paksha consists of 15 days, sometimes 16 days, sometimes 14 days. But it is very rare occurrence that a paksha happens in 13 days. Change of, like Amavasya and Purnima. So one is the Surya Grahan, and within 13 days there would be Chandra Grahan on the day of Purnima. Surya Grahan happened on the day of Amavasya, dark moon night, and then Chandra Grahan happened on the full moon night. And he said, because of the gap which is so less, and within 10 days the war would start, the Kurukshetra war on the day of Kartik Ekadashi, Margashirsha Ekadashi. So he said, this whole period is so inauspicious, Dhritarashtra, it will cause such a kshaya, such a loka kshaya, lot of people will be killed. So Dhritarashtra was told by Vyasadeva that I can offer you the vision. You can see it. He said, I don't want to see the death of my relatives, as if Pandavas are going to die. There was such a you know, he says, na gyati rochet. He said, I don't want to see the death of my relatives. He said, no relatives, your own sons are going to die. So therefore, it was but natural, if you read in this chapter also, because it was Surya Grahan, so therefore people from all over India, from all the Bharatvarsha, they had come to take the auspicious bath in the Kurukshetra, the Brahma Sarovar, where there are five Sarovars are there. Everybody had come from everywhere. So therefore the Brajbas is also playing the role of people of this world. You know, they also came. Just because they were pure devotees of the Lord, they did not break the regular laws of life. Sometimes we assume that when you are a transcendentalist, that means you can transcend everything what's happening around you. Sometime one devotee was with Prabhupada, and he was not wearing warm clothes during the, you know, heavy winter season. And Prabhupada asked, why are you not wearing? He said, Prabhupada, I'm with you, so therefore I don't feel cold. He said, slit your throat and give it to me. So he was telling him that be normal. And being normal also means being a devotee, because that is our constitutional nature also. But just because we are devotee doesn't mean that we are freed from the laws of material nature. Material nature does affect us also. Right? We also become hungry. We also become angry. You know, we also become greedy. So all these human qualities do affect, but the greatness of a devotee, he transcends them as fast as possible. So therefore, you know, Brajbasis, you don't see them because they are pure devotees, they became gurus. You know, you don't see Yashoda Mai starting initiating people. Since I am the greatest of the pure devotee, mujhe guru bana do. She remained normal, doing whatever she was doing on a regular basis, going to the goshala, milking the cows, you know, taking care of people. Right. So when she came here to Vrindavan, what are we seeing here? No, she must be very old. You know, she had the child Krishna and Balaram and she was quite old. Now after 80 years, they are meeting with each other, but for Yashoda Mai, it doesn't matter whether Krishna is old, whether Balaramji is old, whether Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaramji is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is all kept aside. What is the most prominent role she is playing? The prominent role she is playing of being a mother. She is just, Krishna could not offer his obeisances to them also. Why? Because it was too overwhelming. You just imagine, nowadays you can do Skype, you know, so many ways are there where you can actually see people. Sometimes it is too irritating also, because you are seeing them too much. But here the Brajbasis could hear once in a while about Krishna's activities. But seeing Krishna, since Krishna left Vrindavan, giving them that assurance that I will come back, and almost for 80 years he never returned. So the Brajbasis, mother, father, others could have complained, chastised, filed a case against him also. Nowadays people file case. Right, somebody, one economist was telling that in America somebody filed case in the court saying that I want divorce from my father. And he got it also. He said, you know, there is nothing in common other than he is my biological father. Otherwise there is nothing in common. He is no father to me. And the court sanctioned also, they gave him divorce. So here Yashoda, you know, for 80 plus years had not seen Krishna. Krishna broke his promise. But when they meet with each other, there is full of affection. Because they transcended, you know, the conditional relationship. The relationship was very pure. And therefore we see the entire Vedic lore, Vedic scriptures, they talk of the concept of samarpan, dedication. You take any character, for that matter, Lord Chaitanya's life also, you know, it's very interesting. When he took sannyas, he couldn't take sannyas without the blessing of his mother. Now, which mother would give blessings to her son? However advanced she is, however great she is, She would say, why not practice devotional service being in the home only? And that is also proper only. It's a bona fide. You can practice devotional service being in the home only. Right. So Lord Chaitanya was told by his guru, you have to go and take permission from your mother. Otherwise you will not get sannyas. So how would she give permission? It's a sankat. It's a dharma sankat. She can't give blessings to her son to take sannyas. At the same time, she cannot stop him. She knows very well, I can't stop my son. So Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that seeing the desperation of Mahaprabhu, Sachimata, you know, her entire existence, she was like a mummy. Maharaj, Radhananda Maharaj explains. She was standing there, inert, motionless, nothing was moving, except the tears from her eyes were rolling. You know, continuously tears were rolling from the eyes. That was the only movement happening in her entire existence. She was almost like breathless. In that condition also, she gave blessing to her son to take sannyas. Right. Just imagine how much. It's very painful. It is not about right or wrong. It was about, you know, she was forced by her son. Affectionately. And then when Mahaprabhu came back after taking sannyas, Kaviraj Goswami explains, now Lord Chaitanya came, met his mother. After meeting his mother, he told her genuinely. It was very authentic. It was not simply, you know, vyavaharik. It was not simply superficial etiquette. He told her, he said, I took sannyas out of madness. I went mad completely, therefore I took sannyas. He said, my mother, he said, whatever you do, whatever you tell me to do, I will do that. Can you imagine? That there was a big risk of being slandered by the entire society. If Lord Chaitanya's mother would have told, beta, ghar aaja. And Mahaprabhu cannot say, arey, main toh aise hi bola tha, thodi main serious tha. You know, we take everything so lightly in life. Everything so lightly. Nowadays people get married, while marriage they are discussing separation ho gaya toh 6 mahine mein. They are preparing for separation along with the marriage also. Neither the marriage is serious nor the separation is serious. But here Mahaprabhu was so genuine, authentic in asking his mother, and she was Mahaprabhu's mother, right? So she had a substance. And what did she say? He said, my dear son, I can't see people criticizing you. I would prefer having you with me, but not at the cost of the society. The society will not appreciate. You have taken sannyas, therefore I prefer that you don't go to Vrindavan, but stay in Jagannath Puri. So that Jagannath Puri is very close to Navadvip. It is like another room in the same house. So with great pain, she allowed her son to go to Jagannath Puri. Same thing with Madhvacharya also. Now they were, now whose permission do they need to take sannyas? Lord Chaitanya, he is the Supreme Lord. He doesn't need anybody's permission. Madhvacharya is Vayu. You know, he just flows. Right. He takes everybody along with him. But his parents would not give him permission to take sannyas. They said, how can we give you sannyas? It is not possible. But he could not take sannyas unless he received the permission from his parents. Even though he was doing something for the cause of the society, but there was a culture of taking blessings. Very interesting. You know, when we look, when we have something tangible to do, we say, "Arey, forget all the lower things, you know, I don't need to care." But here, he couldn't take sannyas. Only when he promised his mother that till another son is born, I will not go and take sannyas. Right, by his own grace only, the next year they got a son, and he went back and took sannyas with their blessings. And eventually his brother also followed. He became Vishnu Tirtha, and he became the in charge of the Swadhyamat. Same thing with Shankaracharya also. Now all these stalwarts, right, they are not ordinary. No, Shankaracharya is Lord Shiva himself. His situation was, you know, because he wanted to dedicate completely in the service of spreading the Vedic Dharma. But then how will mother allow him to go? So he created a story, a drama. His Lord Shiva, he caught himself in the clutches of the crocodile. And the crocodile was swallowing him and the mother is watching. Then he asked his mother, what to do now? If you bless me to take sannyas, then before dying, you know, at least I can do what I want to do. And there is a chance that if you give me blessings, maybe I'll be freed from the clutches of crocodile. But if you don't, I will be killed like that only, without any reason. It's very symbolic also. People allow their family member to die without tangible reason, just living like ordinary, if they want to contribute something. But Shankaracharya's mother realized, again, she was not an ordinary woman. So what she did? She gave blessings. When she gave blessing, instantly Shankaracharya was freed from the very crocodile which he had created. But just see, he had to take blessings. Without blessing, he couldn't move forward at all. Once he blessed, okay, beta, take sannyas. And then immediately the crocodile released him. And Shankaracharya, before leaving, he told, my dear mother, whenever you need me the most, I'll come back to you. So even as a sannyasi, you know, it is explained that if a mother does not have anybody other than only child, a sannyasi child, and Shankaracharya being extremely strict sannyasi, when his mother died, just before her departure, he had told her, whenever you remember me, I'll come back. He came to Kalladi. He came there, and she stayed with her, and he gave her Mahamudgara Stotra, the glorification of Lord Vishnu. You know, because she couldn't handle Lord Shiva's follower. They were like very fearsome. She said, no, it's too painful. It is too difficult. So he gave her Vaikuntha prayers, which was very sweet, very soothing, very pleasing. And then when he departed, you know, people would not give him a place because they thought he's a sannyasin coming and doing all this vidhis for his mother. But he anyway did it. Why? Because she had the position of a mother. Even though he had given up the relationship with this world, but she did not lose the position of being mother to a great Shankaracharya. She continued to do that. So therefore we see that whether it is Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether it is great sannyasis, the connection with their mother is very substantial. And the mothers, here Yashoda, it didn't matter. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And she knew Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He had proved his supremacy repeatedly again and again. You know, killing so many demons. Right. But still, when Krishna was there, he was basically acting like a small baby. Therefore, Uddhava in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, it is explained, Uddhava is remembering Krishna's pastimes with Vidur. Because Vidur was traveling everywhere. He came back after a long time. And Vidur asked so many questions about Krishna, about the Pandavas, about the war. And then Vidura, after asking so many questions to Uddhava, Uddhava was stunned. He became immovable in remembrance of Krishna. And Prabhupada explains he came back to the human plane. Just see, we have to come back to the human plane. We have to interact with this world. We cannot deny the reality of this world. And then what does Uddhava speak to Vidur? Very beautiful. He said, my dear Vidur, he condemns himself and the Yadavas also. He said, we took Krishna very lightly. We did not take him very seriously. He is the Supreme Lord. He was part of our entire family, but we did not treat him the way we are supposed to treat. And then Uddhava remembers, he says, you know, Vidur, Does it not hurt us when Krishna, after killing Kamsa, he came to his parents? And he said, my dear parents, please forgive me, you know, because I did not take care of you. We did not take care of you. We left you, you know, because of fear of Kamsa. We went to Vrindavan. We did not take care of you. Therefore, please forgive us. So there is nothing to forgive, nothing to beg forgiveness, because Krishna and Balaram were small babies. They were born and they were taken to Vrindavan. But they come back, and one of the first statements they speak to their parents is what? That please forgive us. So Vidura, Uddhava is remembering this and is crying tears of gratitude that Krishna is speaking to his parents like that. And therefore, in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada also explains that Krishna is sensitive. You know, he has got great sensitivity in regards to Varadev, when Varadev appeared in this world. And who was condemning Varadev? He is very Parshad. He is very, you know, eternal associate in the Vaikuntha world. Vijay, who has come as Hiranyaksha, and is condemning Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. Prabhupada explains Lord Varadev was very much hurt. And he explains that, you know, we have sensitivity. And the Lord being Supreme Lord, he has super sensitivity. And because he is supremely sensitive, it is very easy to please him also. It is explained, what is the greatest weapon a devotee has? When the Lord is angry, when Lord is upset, he said, just fold your hands. That is your weapon. When you fold your hands to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that folding of your hands, it is explained, his name is Pratamanjali Kinkara. Now, Pratamanjali Kinkara means what? That jo unko pranam karega, unke das ban jate ho. Unko danda nahi dete. He does not hurt them, he does not offend them. So therefore, here, how easy it is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how Krishna is very sensitive, he always remembers what devotees did for him. So therefore we see that Nanda and Yashoda, Devaki and Vasudev, and to be mother of Krishna, it is not easy. Because it is all dedication. There is no fun only. What is the fun? The fun is dedication. When Devaki gave birth to Krishna, after losing how many? 6 plus 7 children, and they're born, and the first thing the Supreme Lord tells Devaki and Vasudev, take me across. Take me to Vrindavan. She could have complained, what kind of pain you are giving to me. He said, I was the one who troubled, I was the one who went through so much of difficulties, I was the one who went through so much of challenges. Now you are directly moving to Vrindavan? Ye to politics chal raha hai mere saath. Didn't say anything, just allowed Krishna to go and Yashoda raised Krishna so nicely. After 10 years, Krishna said, I am going to Mathura. They didn't receive any tangible benefit of Krishna's appearance. In fact, one devotee was saying, you know what Yashoda did? Yashoda grew up Krishna very nicely, beautifully. And she told the world, Lelo mere Krishna ko. You take Krishna to yourself. Krishna became public property. Pehle to pehle private property the. Only my son. Only Yashoda's and Nanda Maharaj and little Brijbasis. How big was Vrindavan? No, Vrindavan is like Bombay city only. Very costly real estate. But in those days, Vrindavan, anybody can, just entire village was shifted, right? From Gokul to Vrindavan, the entire village was shifted. They could settle down. There was no land mafia, nobody. An entire village was shifted. Nowadays, even if you want to stay underneath a tree, as a Babaji, no, there is no guarantee that you will survive. Right. So the entire village was shifted. So it was a very private affair of Brajbasis with Krishna. Nobody knew Krishna. Some glimpse was there to Kamsa that, you know, this child is born and therefore it sent the demons. But otherwise nobody knew. You don't see Pandavas knowing about Krishna. The first time met Krishna during the Swayamvar ceremony of Draupadi. That was the first encounter. Of course, Kunti Mata must have told them, but first time they are meeting. Otherwise, Krishna was very in a small place, living with his family member. And what does Yashoda do? And it is not easy. It is not that, अरे अभी बच्चा बहुत burden हो गया, चलो मैं समाज के लिए दे देती हूँ. She just gave it to the world. Yashoda, giving Krishna to the entire world. Now he is your property. And only because of Mother Yashoda, it was one kind of sannyas. Krishna did not take sannyas, but to give up the association of Brajbasis, the gopis, Nanda Maharaj, coward friends, the very land of Vrindavan, and not going back there. Right? You can imagine what painful that must have been for everybody, including Krishna. Nobody gave Krishna love as much as the Brajbasis gave. And therefore he was withdrawing from there to establish dharma, to dharma samsthapanarthaya. It was very difficult. And that's what we see. Continuously the Vedic lore, Vedic literature talk about this principle only. You know, even in Ramayana also, when Lakshman, nobody told him to go to, you know, Lakshman's character in Ramayana is not about, he is not portrayed as a hero. He is portrayed as a loyalist. He is not told to do anything, but he does. He is not a main character. You know, Vishwamitra Muni came, he took Ram, Lakshman said, I am also coming. Kaikai had no interest whether Lakshman stays in Ayodhya or not, because she was very clear that my son will be the king. And whether Lakshman is in Ayodhya or forest, mein kya farak padta hai? If you have that kind of position, it is very difficult. But Lakshman chose to go with Lord Ram, and Sumitra comes there, another great mother. And what she does? She tells Lakshman that, my dear son, she says, don't be enemy of Lord Ram. Don't be enemy of Lord Ram. Why? Because she says that if you become attracted by his beauty, rather than serving him, you'll only relish his beauty. Bhagwan ke saundarya mein, if you are infatuated by that, you'll not be able to serve. Therefore, always be ahead of Lord Ram, serving him. And she's crying. She's going to miss her son. But she is giving her son. In fact, this is not in the Valmiki Ramayana, but the devotees of Lord Ram always tell this story when Hanumanji was flying over, you know, to collect the herbs, you know, because Lakshman was shot by Indrajit. So he was flying over, and then Bharat saw, you know, LOC pe aa gaya. So therefore he shot the arrow, and Hanumanji came down, chanting Ram's name. And Bharat was shocked. He said, who are you? He said, I am Ramdut. I am going to collect herbs for reviving Lakshman. And Bharat called Sumitra. So Sumitra said, oh no, if he's unconscious, he's not going to revive. It's okay. You know, you need servant for Ram. Take Shatrughna also. He said, take him also. Now this is the character what we see in our scripture. And it is all over. It is all over the mothers, you know, I was giving class in Pune temple last week. So they are doing Bhagavatam 4th canto, the story of Dhruva Maharaj. And there are two characters. One is Suniti and one is Suruchi. Now Suruti represents the superficiality of womanhood or humanhood. And Suniti represents the substantial, the substance of, you know, human nature. Small-mindedness, Suruchi. You know, being attracted to most insignificant thing. Making tangible responses based upon very insignificant things. What was the harm if Dhruva would sit on the lap of her husband? Because he also a deserving candidate. He is the son of his own father, Uttanupad was his father, and a small baby 5-year-old, but Suruchi, you know, being a queen, but she was like a worm in her habits, in her attitude. You know, Prabhupada writes there, she is telling Dhruva ruthlessly that you don't deserve to sit on the lap of your father because you are not born from a womb. If you want to be sitting on the lap of your father, she basically told you have to die. She was telling that, no, this is there. It is not that in Satyoga everything was very pure. Yes, largely it was pure, but material world is a land of duality. Because it is a land of duality, therefore Dhritarashtra was told by Sanjay, he said, my dear Dhritarashtra, wherever you go, whenever you go, whichever part of the world you go, you'll always encounter people with diverse habits. Good, bad, neutral, those who love you and those whom you love. Is prakar ke log, aapko jahan bhi jaoge, aapko milega. You can't avoid, you know, those people who don't like you. They will be there wherever you go. Sometimes you only don't like yourself. That is what depression, na? Where you don't like yourself. You lose confidence in yourself. You feel you are very bad. You know, good for nothing. And sometimes you love so much, you don't come out of the, you know, in front of the mirror only. Deity worship, you know, for a long time it happens. So, living entity goes through a lot of these emotions. So this Suniti, Suruchi, you know, so small-minded, telling this to Dhruva, and Dhruva's father, a king. If a king cannot give justice in this condition, what kind of justice can he give to the world? He kept on looking. And Dhruva walked away, you know, very pained. And when he came to his mother, the beauty of his mother was, she was not small-minded like Suruchi. She could have been a small-minded, condemning, अरे मेरे साथ में ऐसा हो गया मैं divorce कर दूंगी, बहुत हो गया तेरे बाप के साथ, हमेशा ऐसा ही होता है मेरे साथ में. She did not react. No, she did not react like that. What she did? First thing she told Dhruva Maharaj, she was also crying. You can't stop emotions. Emotions are natural. Prabhupada explains, Bhagavatam explains. Dhruva was hissing like a snake and Suniti was drying up like a lotus in the scorching sun, which was taken away from the water. Wo sukh raha tha. But in that condition also, first thing she told, my dear son, you know, you should not take this thing very seriously and do not be angry with those people who are causing this to you. They will suffer their karma. He said, you don't become angry with them. Wo apne apne kriya unko mil jayega. And then second, very interesting, Dhruva's mother did not impose her situation on her son. As a wife, in one sense, she was bound by the culture. What was that culture? I am stuck to my husband. I cannot move. This is my destiny and I am going to live the way I am supposed to live. But she didn't tell that to her son. She empowered her son, even though she herself was not empowered. She was bound, but she empowered her son. Rather than crying, she said, why not outgrow? Why you condemn others? Why you scream? Why you become hurt? He said, go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and He can give you much greater than your great-grandfather Lord Brahma. It's very interesting. When you are in pain, you can only extend your pain to others. You make others also bound. You are bound, you make others also bound. You increase the parampara of binding people. But Dhruva's mother was not like that. You know, she didn't creep, cry and hold him, you know, increase their pain, lamentation. She empowered him. And when Dhruva Maharaj started walking to the forest, Narad Muni, Bhagavatam explains, was shocked. Some other he gets to know everything. No. Like, I was attending one seminar in Nasik on education. So there is one college in Indore. And the vice chancellor had come from that college. And he was saying, you know, we are using our scriptures to prove that everything is there in the scripture. He said, what actually communication is? And he took the whole character of Narad Muni. He said, how he communicates? He said, how journalists communicate nowadays? He said, the journalists communicate nowadays not to create harmony, but to create conflict. He said, they do not create, you know, stability in life. They create basically unlimited disturbance. He said, Narad Muni, he said, we want to present. So when he presented this paper in one Australian university. And they were shocked. He said, you know, very interesting that Narad Muni is presented in such a way. Apparently Narad Muni is always presented as a character, caricature, who is always causing pain, trouble, jhagda, nakalta, you know, kalapriya Narad Muni, aisa bhi kisi ne title diya. But he presented how Narad Muni, you know, uses all kinds of methods to unite society, to bring societies together, to create an integral life. So they were very much fascinated by his presentation. So Narad Muni comes there looking for Dhruva. Yadrachaya, who is moving all over, everywhere, anywhere, he comes and what does he do? He first glorifies Dhruva's attitude, his Kshatriya spirit. And who empowered his Kshatriya spirit? His mother. I remember one time our one big police officer, Arvind Inamdar, he was sitting in that chair. He had come to the temple. He made a very interesting point. You know, he was speaking in Marathi. He was such a big police officer. He said, "Kaya sangutumala goin Prabhu." He said, "Nowadays people do not teach grand character to their children. They only teach very small character. Achha padhai karo, achha kamao, aur hamara dekhbhal karo." He said, "That is what they are teaching." He said, "What a selfishness. If everybody thinks like this, who will do something good to the society? This is not like teaching of Bhagavad Gita. And what happens when they only tell, you know, study nicely? A child is not even born. That time the mother is thinking, my child should become a doctor and engineer. Where is the character? Where is the values? Where is the whole concept of handling different kinds of diverse relationship?" And therefore we see, you know, because such character is not given, you are very highly qualified people, but all suruchis. Men and women both. We are creating a generation of people who are becoming suruchis. And what is it? Small-mindedness, getting disturbed for small things. And to have sunutis is very difficult. To have Yashoda, Sumitra, this is the character of, and therefore what happens? When they see every of this character of scripture from their perspective, they only find exploitation. Other day one person had come, he's into, you know, making films, writing script. But very dharmic person, you know, some industry called him, a social science people. They said, you know, "Can you write script on Shurpanaka, Sita and Shakuntala?" So when this lady told him to write script on this character, he said, "You know, I know what you want from me, and therefore I cannot write such script for you." Because what she has already decided, what is the substance of the character? The substance of the character is that how Shurpanaka, you know, was treated unfairly by Ram. That should be the character. Shurpanaka ke saath mein anyay kaise ho gaya? Or Sita. What is Sita's life? Sita's life is lonely, you know, victim, always agreeing for the exploitation. Let that way you pursued present. And third, Shakuntala. You know, Shakuntala was socially ostracized. Uske mata pita ne usko chhod diya. Is prakar se ekla. He said, "I can't do that." He said, "If you want, I can tell you who can write for you. But I can't do this because it is against my values." And then this drama got prize also. Why? Because, you know, when Suruchi see Sunitis, when Suruchi see Sita, when Suruchi see, you know, Sumitra, when they see Suruchi see Urmilas, what do they say? "Are, inke saath mein anyay hua." There is also, people talk about lot about Urmila. Urmila ke saath mein anyay ho gaya. Unsung hero. Urmila. Like, jitna Sita ko naam diya, utna Urmila ko nahi diya. Agar Sita ka sacrifice ko kya bolte? Exploitation. Right, when it comes to Urmila, she was not given. They question Valmiki Maharshi, they question, you know, Lakshman, they question the entire Ayodhya. Ask her. Ask her what she wants. What is her character? What is her attitude? Right. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Prabhupada writes in one purport, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur and then Sachimata met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the only person in the entire creation, everyone could receive Mahaprabhu's mercy. There was no discrimination. Patra patra na dekhi. Everyone could meet and receive his mercy, but one person. Who was that? You know, Vishnu Priya. Just because she took the role of a wife and Mahaprabhu took sannyas, there was no question of she ever even coming closer. As a sannyasi, Mahaprabhu cannot even think about her in the mind. Right. He cannot think also. From that sannyas dharma's perspective, what will happen? You know, that will create adharma. He can think about everybody else. The most fallen people also, jagai madais, are in his heart. He is willing to give mercy to them. Right. He is giving mercy to Buddhists. ही इज गिविंग एंड टॉकिंग टू चांदकाजी, उसके घर में आके बैठे, मामा जी बोलो क्या चल रहा है, ही सिटिंग विद चांदकाजी डिस्कसिंग विथ हिम, ही कैन थिंक अबाउट एवरीबडी इन एडवांस यू नो, बट एक्सेप्ट वन पर्सनैलिटी राइट, हु इज दैट, यू नो विष्णुप्रिया, द सोशलिस्ट विल राइट अबाउट दैट ऑल्सो, विष्णुप्रिया एक्सप्लॉइटेड. They don't understand the whole concept of yagya, samarpan, dedication. And that is what the entire scripture is. Right. And because of such womanhood, I was in Pune last week and one devotee was telling about his uncle. Very interesting story. His uncle was in Navy in 1971. You know, one of the ship, Kukreja of India ship was, you know, blasted by the Pakistanis. So then the ship was sinking, about 120 people were there. And everybody got killed except this devotee's uncle and the captain of the ship. As the ship was sinking, you know, the captain of the ship, he threw him out. He threw this devotee's uncle. He said, out. He said, why? He said, you know, he said, you swim across. Apne aapko bachao. Ab bachalo apne aapko. Jao, nikalo idhar se, because it was in the flames. But he was saying, sir, you should also come. He said, I'm a captain of the ship. I will sink along with the ship. This is my vow. This was in 1971. It is not Dadichi story. No? 5,000 years mein pehle hota tha, abhi kuch hota nahi hai. No, that character was there and his devoted uncle is watching him. He was sitting on the deck, peacefully. He was sitting on the deck and he came in the ocean. He swam about 20 kilometers. Some other he landed. Right. So he's seeing him sink. He sank. He sank along with the ship, very peacefully. Where did that spirit come from? And then the government told him, he said, you know what, you know, all these people were dead. Why don't you go and tell the family members, sabke parivar ko jaakar aap hi batao. So he went around with his wife, you know, they would go and talk to people and eventually came to the wife of the captain. When he came to the wife of the captain, you know, she was very sober. There were no tears in her eyes. So they tried to shake her. Sometime when you have this, you know, sudden accident, you know, like, you know, you have not imagined something, some people have to shake so that they can cry tears, express their emotions. But she was not expressing emotions. So this lady, the uncle's, you know, this devotee's uncle's wife, she went and hugged her and she started crying loudly. Wo rone lagi jor jor se. She was crying. And that lady told her, he said, why are you crying? He said, I don't need to cry, she said. Because my husband did not do any crime. I am proud of him. He continued to perform his duty even till his last moment, knowing very well that doing this duty means dying. Doing this duty means dying. So therefore I am very proud. Yes, I miss him. I am a widow. You know, I have to deal with my young children. But what else can I do other than feel continuously proud of my husband? Right. So we see even for our ordinary cause, there was so much of sacrifice. So when Krishna appears, he does not come with his fellow, you know, parshadas from the spiritual world. Let us go to Braj and have great enjoyment. Okay. No. Enjoyment is there. In what? In dedication. In samarpan, in sacrifice. Whether it is Sita, whether it is Yashoda, whether it is Kaushalya, whether it is Sumitra, take any character who was very closely connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, from a human perspective, their life was not easy. It was tough. But they chose to live like that. So therefore the substantial womanhood, what our Shastra is presenting, we have both. Suruchi is there and Suniti is also there. Recently I was in IIT, you know, and I was sitting with Gaur Hari Prabhu's mother. She was feeding Prasad. I know she will be embarrassed, but I need to tell this story. This legacy is still there. She was telling, you know, just I met her so many times, but never interacted. You know, they don't, you know, good people don't tell their stories. And others have to make PR for their stories. They have to market their story. Otherwise, good people don't, because I remember one village man was saying, He said, extraordinariness is so ordinary, no? Therefore, extraordinariness doesn't need to be created as a story. It just spreads as a culture. It spreads as an experience. It spreads as a legacy. He said, doesn't have to spread in a very structured way. He said, trying to spread something in a structured way, at the end of the day is nothing. It's no good. But this story is moving. Unstructured way, naturally, people learning from that, 2-3 people, 4 people, 8 people. No, that's how it grows. So when she got married, she was just 17-year-old because her father was thinking, you know, my health is not good, I might die. So he got her married early. And then within no time, they got 2 kids. And because she was the only daughter, she had to take care of her mother, father, and her in-laws. Her in-laws, father and mother. 4 elderly people who are depending on you. 2 babies who are depending on you. 6. And the 7, the biggest baby is the husband. Right. All the babies are depending on you. Just telling that story, you know, it was tough, it was challenging, and plus she was doing some spiritual activities also. And then because she was very intelligent, she did her degree also. She was very good in maths. And plus she had 60 students coming, she taught in the school, plus coming, you know, students. Ye chalta raha, baad mein Hare Krishna bhi aa gaya, Solamala bhi aa gaya. So many things happening, there is no heroism, it's not on the Facebook. You know, Prabhuji ne 4000 logon ko lecture de diya. It's not there. It was part of life after so many years, maybe after 15-20 years I got to hear this story. Very inspiring. Right. Life was challenging, but did it with a great ease, seamlessly, without any trouble. We have one brahmachari, you know, very interesting. I'm not saying repeat this example, but repeat the spirit. The spirit is important, not the story itself. We are not saying anything, or aisa dekho, aisa bhi hota tha. Very interesting, he was telling this story. I had asked him, can I tell this story? He said, yeah, if you want to tell, you can tell, because I lived this story in my life. Because this devotee has a great, you know, expertise in handling all diverse kind of people. So I asked him, you know, how are you so expert in doing this? Therefore, you know, Maharaj asked him to go and stay in one place, which was very challenging. And he did quite good job. Not in Bombay, not in Pune, some other place. So I said, tell your story. I asked people, tell your stories, you know. So he said, you know what? He said, when my mother was getting married, he said, my uncle promised someone, my father. He said, my father, when he was getting married, my father's uncle promised somebody ki aapki jo beti hai na, mere nephew ke saath main shaadi karaunga. Tabhi uncle log bhi promise karte the. Apne bete ke liye nahi, apne nephew ke liye. So he promised. And on the other end, the mother promised for somebody else. मदर ने बोला मेरे बेटे को तुम्हारे बेटे के साथ में विवाह करेगा दोनों ने भी प्रॉमिस कर दिया नाउ दिस इज यू नो ही इज यंगर टू मी 10-15 इयर्स यंगर टू मी दिस डिवोटी एंड ही इज टेलिंग हंसते हंसते कहानी सुना रहे हो एंड देन व्हाट हैपेंड दैट ऑन द सेम मंडप दिस मैन गॉट मैरिड टू वुमेन एक साथ में दोनों के साथ में विवाह हो गया I hope there is no lawyer and any police officer here. Dono ke saath nahi ho gaya ek hi mandap mein. I said, hey, come on, that is unfair. I said, this is not fair. How can they do that to women? He said, Prabhuji, aapka kya problem hai? Mere ko do mother mile na. He said, we had 2 mothers. He said, there was absolutely no discrimination in regards to the way they treated. He said, if people ask her, you know, आपकी माँ कौन है दोनों भी है दे नेवर आंसर ये मेरी माँ है और ये मेरी सौतेली माँ नहीं देन आई सेड टेल मी हु इज योर बायोलॉजिकल मदर बिकॉज आई नो बोथ द मदर्स वन इज गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज डिसाइपल वन इज राधानंद महाराज डिसाइपल दे स्टेड इन द सेम हाउस वाई बिकॉज दे चोज द कैरेक्टर ऑफ सुनीति एंड देर आर सिचुएशन वेयर यू नो यू आर द ओनली वाइफ ऑफ योर हस्बैंड Right. Only thing. But what happens? You can't even handle your mother-in-law. It sounds like she's a Sauteli, you know, step, you know, co-wife. So itna small-mindedness, it is not that the situation itself is wrong. you know, what attitude we have grown up with. No, what philosophy we have taken seriously. It's about me and my small-mindedness, or is it me offering myself to the society? Therefore, Krishna in the Bhagavatam, when he saw the trees, now this is the story when the coward friends are very hungry, right? Hunger is hurting them. They are playing this pastime. So part of the pastime is to use all the material dualities in enhancing Krishna's pastime. If you see, what the devotees of Krishna do, what the Brajvasis do, they use everything which is part of our life also. Hunger, fear, greed, pain, separation. In sabko kya karte ho? Ye sab humko taab dete. They give us whippings. But the Brajvasis, what do? They use all this mundane, you know, the dualities and enhance their pastime. Isko ras ke roop mein parivartit kar jate. Jo hamare liye jo, it is a painful thing, but they use all this in enhancing. Krishna's separation enhances their union with Krishna. Krishna's union enhances their, you know, debate with Krishna. So they have the power and ability to use everything to enhance their relationship to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna explains in the Gita that one who can see me in everything. Very interesting shloka, very soothing shloka. Krishna says, one who can see me in everything, and everything in me, he is never lost to me and I am never lost to him. Very beautiful. To see Krishna in everything, and everything in Krishna, this is the art of life. So this, you know, when Krishna told, you know, go and get some food, but he glorified the trees. Why did he glorify the trees? He said, Aho Yesham Varam Janma. He said, just see these trees. Their life is completely dedicated to serving others. Everything, fruits, flowers and twigs and then bark, anything which is there in the tree, it does not go waste. It is always there for others. So Krishna glorified their trees and he said, therefore, my dear Brajvasis, Gopas, he said, what do you have to do? He said, pranair arthair dhiya vacha shreyam acharanam sada. He said, all the time with your prana, your artha, your vacha, with your, you know, dhiya, one should do shreya and one should do good to others. And Mahaprabhu used this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami uses this verse. But when they came to these brahmanas, they were like suruchis. They were interested in chanting the mantras. They were interested in doing their own thing. They asked from them to offer some food. And they gave technical explanation also. This yajna, according to technically, you know, you could give gift to someone who is in need. Wo yajna usse kharab nahi hota tha. But they would not even respond to the coward boys. They did not even speak to them. They were so absorbed in their suruchi business, they basically neglected Krishna's friends. When Krishna's friends came, very despondent, what did Krishna tell them? He said, life is like this, Baba. Sometimes people are nice to you, sometimes they are bad to you. So therefore, go again. Apna kaam mat chodo. Fir se jaakar bhiksha mango. So then he said, now you go to the wives of the Brahmanis. They are very good. You know, they have great devotion. And when they went there, what did they do? Before even they could ask, the Brahmanis collected everything, knowing very well that they will be condemned by their husband and they will be condemned by Kamsa also. But they risked their very life, losing their relationship. They brought all this food to Krishna. And when then eventually the husbands got to know, oh my God, what did we do? Dhiktam, he said, Hamare uchh janmu ko dhikkar hai, Hamare yadnyu ko dhikkar hai, Hamko dhikkar hai. But they did not dare to come and meet Krishna. Why? Because they are afraid of their position. They were afraid of Kamsa. No? Kamsa humko maar dega. They couldn't come back. Why? Because they are still small-minded. Therefore, we see that the Shastras, when they talk about the principle of dedication, you know, the character of mother comes into the forefront. Therefore, Vishwamitra Muni, in the Ramayana, when he brought Ram and Lakshman to the forest to attack the demons, he was lying. He was very fortunate. How can you sleep when Shuddha Sattva is with you? right. Ram and Lakshman are sleeping and Vishwamitra Muni is sleeping in between them. Dono ke beech mein. To neend kaise aayega? It doesn't come. I remember many times when you come first Mangal Arati, you attend in the temple. Aapko nindi nahi aati. You are very eager. Arey Mangal Arati mein attend karne wala, Mangal Arati attend karne wala, Mangal Arati attend karne wala. Baad mein jada nind aane lagti hai ek baar attend karne ke baad. Jagala padta hai. Arey utho, utho, utho. Subah ho gaya. Right. But first time when you attend, I have seen so many young, happened to me also, happened to so many young people. First Mangal Arati, 2 baje ud jate ho log. अगर काश हर मंगल आरती नया होता तो कितना अच्छा होता. सो दशरथ और विश्वामित्र मुनि इज लाइंग इन बिटवीन द टू यंग लैड राम एंड लक्ष्मण एंड ही गॉट अप अर्ली जस्ट वॉचिंग देयर फेस ऑब्जर्विंग रिलिशिंग एंड देन ही चैंटेड दैट फेमस वर्स कौशल्या सुप्रजा राम पूर्व संध्या प्रवर्तते. सो देयर इन यू नो द वैष्णव आचार्य एक्सप्लेन विश्वामित्र मुनि सेड हेल विथ माय ब्राह्मणत्व. मैंने इतना तपस्या किया, आई डिड सच एन ऑस्टेरिटी टू बी अ ब्राह्मण, बट व्हाट इज द पॉइंट. आई कुड नॉट बिकम द मदर ऑफ राम एंड लक्ष्मण. ही सेड आई जस्ट रिलिंक्विश माय पोस्ट इफ आई कुड सिंपली वर्शिप कौशल्या सुप्रजा रामा. ही सेड हु इज ही. समटाइम पीपल से यू नो इतना बड़ा इनजस्टिस है पूरे समाज में कि always the son name is connected with father, not the mother. Right? Always people say like that. But here Vishwamitra Muni, when in the early morning hours in the temple, you know, in most of the temples in South India, how does Ram is addressed as? Not in connection to Dasharatha Maharaj, but in connection to Kaushalya Supraja Rama. He said, Kaushalya's son, who is Supraja. You know, auspicious birth given by Kaushalya. And he is telling, my dear Lord Ram, please wake up, get up, morning has come, and perform your morning rites, worship the sun god. And in this way, that prayer of Vishwamitra Muni became very famous. So therefore, here also we see Krishna and Balaram, you know, they are in the lap of their mother, who is full of substance. Mother Yashoda. Yashoda means one who gives fame. To whom? To Krishna. Yashoda, Narada. And the one who gives Lord Narayan to everybody. So similarly, Yashoda is the one who gives fame to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by giving Yashoda to everybody. And this is what, you know, Prabhupada, if you read the purports in so many places, in one purport he explains, in the third canto, in the same place. So Krishna was teaching everyone that however big you are, however great you are, but you cannot not worship your parents. And then he explains, but with this Krishna is also teaching everyone indirectly that one cannot not worship the supreme parents, Krishna and Balaram, Radha and Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Govind Prabhu, for a very wonderful and enlightening class. So, Prabhu, when we hear about this wonderful narration of Suruchi and Suniti, so we are very motivated when we hear the class that, you know, we really want to follow in the footsteps of Suniti and not avoid the Suruchi mentality. But I think everything wipes out as soon as we get out of this temple. And then everything comes to the, like, you know, level of practicality. Ki bhai, mera kya hoga, mere bachche ka kya hoga. You know, all kinds of things come to the thing, and if you want to do something to a society and, like, you know, as you rightly said about getting out of that small-mindedness. So how to overcome that fear of, like, you know, what will happen to me and what will happen to my family kind of thing, and go beyond that, like, you know, hearing that story of a captain and other things. It's not that we become like them, but as you rightly said, like, you know, how we can follow in their footsteps. So if you can suggest something.
Anyway, see, death will come. Either will be murdered, Either he'll commit suicide or he'll dedicate. Murder means what? You know, it's like the society, murder is not gross murder, suicide is not gross suicide. But the point is, you're depressed, it's a suicide. You're abusive, it's a murder. So you have to choose what kind of glorious departure you have to have. I remember, I forgot to tell the story. You know, I had a very close friend. He was 2 years older to me. Very, very smart. And he wanted to join. He joined Indian Defense Services. He was a good hockey player also. Only son of his parents. And he joined there. And I joined here. So, and then within 1 year, his mother was... Now again, she was affectionate, it's not her fault. Only son, usko baar baar bula rahe, ye beta, aaja wapis, kuch ho jayega, mara jayega, you know, you'll be killed, please come. So eventually, because of the affection of his mother, he filed, usually you can't come out, but somehow that he was able to come out, legally, he came out of the defense services. But when he came out, no, I never forget this story. I'd asked Maharaj also about this. When he came out of that, so then, you know, he went through so much of depression, he lost his identity. Ki mother ne uske identity ko chheen liya tha, because he had other identity also. He was not only son. He was also a man with lot of desires, doing many things. To maa ne uske identity ko chheen liya tha. So because of that, you know, he went through a lot of painful situation, and eventually one day he came underneath a train and he killed himself. He was chanting one round, you know, he was connected to us, he was chanting, but he lost his identity. Now it's, of course, the decision what he took was, a mother is not directly responsible because he should have not done what he did. But the point is, what did the mother gain? And what did he gain also? In playing safe, she lost him. And that is what happens many times. Right? People try to play over safe in regards to only from a material perspective. Money, house. But where are the values and character? If you treat someone with such a pampering way, world is brutal. World is very brutal. If yourself and your child is not experiencing toughness of this world. Always I tell this story hundreds of times. Radha Krishna had told me this story of Madhurya Lila. So, you know, when she would come and show her report card to Maharaj, that time she had the facility. Everybody could show their report card, even of the, you know, any report card. It's not a PhD, it's just casual exam. He told her, why always first? Why are you coming always first? What do we say? It has our mantra. Very good. Keep it up. The graces and the marks, do they make us human beings? How many people are committing suicide in Kota? Every year in America, 400 physicians commit suicide. This is not from Skanda Purana. This is a statistics. You can see it. 400 physicians. Entire medical college. What happened now? This is the beginning. One of the IITians has killed 2 people now. Khadakpur IIT. India is, you know, has to follow, huh? First they used to kill, now we are killing in America. Gun shoot in UCLA. I've been to that college. Right. Means I went to preach. I didn't. So the point is, see now what's happening. 400 physicians, and they said, why doctors commit more suicide? Because they have all the resources to die. All the chemicals are, all the injections are there. Of course, he's a different doctor. You know, because life is not wholesome. Life is not wholesome. There is no responsibility. You know, Prabhuji is a tough man. You know, he's a Shakti, Alwar, means ahead. You know, leader. But sometimes we say, "Arey, kya bahut dominate karte apne wife ko, lekin kya seva kar rahe ho? Huh? Can you see that? So many people, they may be dominating, but they take control of life and do such a wonderful service. Why? Because they have handled challenges in life. Now people don't want to handle challenges. Very clear, he said, I don't want to take anything which is inconvenience. I was in Hyderabad recently, there are big buildings. Some devotee was showing me, he's in IT industry. He said, Prabhuji, a building mein kitchen nahi hai, kisi bhi apartment mein. No kitchen. Because niche hotel hai. Both husband and wife, and if they choose to have children, hotel ka khayenge. To kaise bachche banenge ho? What kind of culture they will have? What kind of dedication will they have? A mother cannot cook for her own child. What kind of love the baby will have? I remember Shikshastakampu was telling, he said, his one ex-brigadier, when he was studying in Air Force, you know, he came and told, he said, during 71 battle, one brigadier's mother came. He said, what are you doing? He said, aap log matrabhumi ke liye kuch kar rahe hai, main bhi kuch karti hu na. Mala, aap kya karoge? Mala, aapke liye khana banungi prem se. If I cook lovingly, you know, mother ka affection dungi, to aapko matrabhumi ke liye kuch prem aayega. To aap dedication develop karoge. They already decided there is no kitchen only. We don't want to cook. Height of Suniti, na? Suruchi. No, hotel ka khane ka. So what kind of kids? No, what kind of kids will be there? Absolutely nothing. So therefore when you, either you are so negligent of your family or you are so pampered. Aray, mere bachcho ko lagna nahi chahiye. Aray, do phutna chahiye pair, taki girna chahiye, tough hona chahiye. Har samay cream lagate raho usko. Ye thodi bachche hai, ye to kacche hi hai. This is the point. So much of pampering, that how long can you do it? Prabhupada writes, you know, when Vidura was giving that talk to Dhritarashtra, he said, death, be it is Yudhishthira or Dhritarashtra, death will come to everybody. But if you are not prepared for it, when Draupadi was, again, how, you know, the whole perception has changed. Logon ne iske upar book likha hai. Draupadi ne kya prapt kiya? What did she gain when the Pandavas were walking to Swarga? Right. Draupadi dropped dead. To koi ruka hi nahi uske liye. Nobody stopped for her. You know, one lady, Bengali lady, has written a book. Nobody stopped for her. You know, Draupadi was regretting, you know, what the hell I married this guy, I should have married Karna only. She is like that. Her attitude is like that. She is not happy with any husband. Her mind is flickering everywhere, so therefore she is putting her thought to Draupadi's character. Huh? And usko prize bhi mil gaya, because prize dene wala bhi waisi buddhi uski bhi. He is also thinking from that perspective. Are, aaj Draupadi only na? Aaj those who knows Draupadi. And Indra asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, when Yudhishthira was insisting, no, the dog will come with me. Hey, come on, he said, you are after a dog, but what about your own family? He said, no, wo to maran dharma ko prapt kiya hai. Jo maran dharma ko prapt kiya, unko main kaise rok sakta hun? Main unke saath main reh bhi kaise sakta hun? Isle, therefore I can't stop. So there was such a clear logic. See the logic. You see, agar 400 physicians, right, are committing suicide. Out of 3,000 doctors who want to be doctor in America, only 30 become doctors. तो जो बनते हैं उसमें से 400 लोग फिर आगे जाकर आत्महत्या भी कर लेते हैं। अगर डॉक्टर लोगों की ऐसी हालत है, तो पेशेंट का क्या होगा? It is all about, you know, not that whole discipline. 5 साल तक प्रेम से रखो, 5 से 16 तक, you know, give them dualities of life. They need to experience. They need to experience pain and pleasure. They need to experience hunger and food. They need to experience defeat and victory. That is how life is made about. But you don't do that. We don't do it. We only say, no, maine bahut kasht diya, kasht sahen ke abhi mere bachchon ko nahi dunga. Tu mat dena. Kaal dega fir. Matlab kaal interest ke saath dega. So we don't, we are, like I remember recently one lady was speaking on ताड़यत दशवर्षानी. शी सेड यू नो अल्टीमेटली जिसको शेप दिया है क्ले पॉट को उसको आग में डालना ही पड़ता है. अगर आग में नहीं डालोगे उसको धूप में सुखाने का प्रयास करोगे वो किसी काम का नहीं बनता है. तो माता पिता को बचपन में प्रेम देकर बाद में उसको जीवन के संघर्ष के आग में डालना ही पड़ेगा. आईआईटी प्रिपरेशन वाले कोटा में देखो ना कितने लोग आत्महत्या कर रहे हैं. बट पीपल डोंट वांट टू सी दैट. इसे मेरे साथ में नहीं हुआ क्योंकि मैं नरसिंह आरती गाता हूं ना. नरसिंह आरती गाऊंगा और गोविंदा में भर भर के पिज्जा खिलाता रहूंगा मेरे बच्चों को वो अच्छा बन जाएगा. ऐसा नहीं होता. आई वॉज टेलिंग यस्टरडे सम चिल्ड्रन वी वेर डूइंग सम माताजी कल्याणी माताजी डज भागवतम क्लास एंड वी आर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट हाउ लाइफ इज डिजाइन. लाइफ इज लाइक जो है ना मुक्ति पद गेम सांप सीढ़ी में क्या होता है. आई सेड लेट अस प्ले. यू प्ले फाइव गेम्स विदाउट चैंटिंग नरसिंह आरती एंड प्ले फाइव गेम्स वाइल चैंटिंग नरसिंह आरती. डाइस आपके इच्छा से गिरेगा नहीं फिर भी वो अपनी इच्छा से गिरेगा. 99 से 8 पे आ ही जाएगा कभी कभी. बट यू कीप थ्रोइंग. लाइफ इज लाइक दैट गेम ओनली राइट. सम टाइम यू विन सम टाइम यू लूज एंड दैट्स व्हाट यू हैव टू टीच. आई रिमेंबर इन हैदराबाद आई वाज हैड गॉन फॉर सम मेडिकल प्रोग्राम. सो दिस डिवोटी वन हू ऑर्गेनाइज शी इज सुपर स्पेशलिस्ट इन कार्डियो पीडियाट्रिक कार्डियोलॉजी. सो रात को लोग अपने परिवार के सामने बैठ के जो गांव का गेम होता है ना अभी उसको लूडो बोलते हैं. हम लोग कुछ अलग बोलते थे ना. तो दे हैड दिस वेरी नाइस टू सी सच. दे आर यूजिंग टैमरिन सीड्स. सो दैट होल पैड वॉज हाउस मेड. कोई कंपनी को पैसा नहीं दिया. तो फोर पीपल आर प्लेइंग फादर मदर टू किड्स एंड सम अदर. दे फोर्स द फादर टू प्ले. अरे आके खेलो ना. तो फादर खेलने लगे और फादर का तुक्का लग गया. खटाखट चारों उनके पॉन घर पे आ गए. फिर बेटे का भी आ गया. मां का भी आने लगा. बेटी का बार बार मार खा रही थी वो. सो एट वन पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम द मदर यू नो सॉ दैट द डॉटर वॉज अबाउट टू एंटर इन साइड. यू नो दैट गेम ना. सो शी वॉज अबाउट टू एंटर इन साइड. यू नो जस्ट कंप्लीटेड द सर्कल एंड फ्रॉम जस्ट वन स्क्वायर बिफोर अर हाउस यू हैव टू एंटर इन साइड. फिर से मां को तीन मिल गया. तभी मां के मन में दया आ गई. नो अरे बेटी बार बार मार खा रही है. शी कुड हैव यूज वन पाउंड टू सेव हर बट यूजली यू किल ना. तो व्हेन मदर वांटेड टू सेव द गर्ल वॉज क्राइंग मामे आई डोंट यू किल मी. शी डिडंट वांट कंपैशन. सो दैट्स व्हाट हैपेंस. वी सिंपथाइज एंड मेक देम लेस स्पोर्टिव. तो शी इंसिस्टेड. सो द हस्बैंड वाज आल्सो टेलिंग अरे मारो उसको. यू आर नॉट टीचिंग अर गेम. ये इधर कंपैशन क्यों दिखाते तो. लेकिन मदर है ना. शी इज अ मदर यू नो. सो देयरफॉर थोड़ा सा इधर क्या बोलते उसको अग्नि रखना पड़ता है. यू हैव टू कीप सम चिंगारी लाइक ध्रुव महाराज मदर डिड. एंड देयरफॉर इट इज वेरी क्लियर मैथमेटिक्स. इफ यू डोंट डू इट बैड रिएक्शन. इफ यू डू इट देर इज अ गुड रिएक्शन. देर इज नो अदर वे. दिस इज द मैथमेटिक्स ऑफ लाइफ. इफ आई डोंट डू इट यू कम एंड सिट एंड डू 100,000 प्रेयर्स बट योर चाइल्ड विल नॉट बी वॉट यू वॉन्ट हिम टू बी बिकॉज यू डिड नॉट गिव हिम वॉट ही शुड बी. देयरफॉर कृष्णस गीता इज ऑल अबाउट नॉट बेस्ड ऑन इमेजिनेशन. लाइफ शुड बी लाइक दिस. कृष्णस इंस्ट्रक्शन इन गीता इज बेस्ड ऑन हाउ लाइफ इज. देयरफॉर हाउ डज कृष्णा बिगिन्स. मात्रा स्पर्शस्तु कौंतेय. इट टॉक्स अबाउट डुअलिटी. द्वंद्व है अर्जुन. अगर आपको कुछ प्राप्त करना पड़ेगा अभिमन्यु को खोना पड़ेगा. वी टॉक अबाउट कृष्ण सेइंग परीक्षित महाराज बट वी डोंट टॉक अबाउट अभिमन्यु हैज टू सैक्रिफाइस टू ब्रिंग परीक्षित देर. द्रौपदी हैज टू लूज ऑल अवर चिल्ड्रन एज मच एज गांधारी बट द डिफरेंस इज द्रौपदी डेडिकेटेड अवर चिल्ड्रन एंड गांधारीज चिल्ड्रन वेर स्लॉटर्ड फॉर देर सिन. तो वो त्याग नहीं हुआ. तो बेसिकली वॉट लाइफ इज सेइंग you want to dedicate your children like Draupadi or you want to lose your children like Gandhari. ye do hi choice hai aapke liye. tisra choice nahi hai. If you want to be party to Draupadi, this is how the life is. If you want to be party to Gandhare, this is how the life is. ये दोनों के बीच में दूसरा जीवन नहीं है. One more story, very close. I saw this when I was young. You know, two brothers were there, and their name was Ram and Lakshman. And Ram was in the army. He would come and tell us the story. That's how I got a lot of, you know, relationship with army people. He would come and tell the story that one point of time his wife became so, you know, he said, no, अभी हो गया, आपको आना पड़ेगा. महाराष्ट्रियन लोग थे वो लोग. मराठा थे, लेकिन उसने अपना मराठा का स्पिरिट अपने पति को वापस लाने में लगा दिया आर्मी से. यू नो, आई कांट फॉरगेट, दिस इज लाइक वेरी क्लोज. ही इज टू कम एंड टेल अस द स्टोरी. यू नो, ही फॉट 65 वॉर, 71 वॉर, एंड स्पेशली ही इज टू रन दिस टैंकर्स. नो, ऑयल टैंकर नहीं, द टैंकर्स. हाँ, असली टैंकर जो गन चलाने वाला, सामने सामने युद्ध हो रहा है. सो ही यूज्ड टू रन दैट. सो देन शी इंसिस्टेड हिम एंड ही केम बैक एंड ही वॉज वर्किंग फॉर रिलायंस. यू नो, ही वॉज ड्राइविंग, बहुत बड़ा एक्सीडेंट हो गया, एक्सीडेंट में मर गया. आई हैड सीन हिम डेड बॉडी, यू नो, लाइंग देयर. तभी इतना बुद्धि नहीं था सोचने के लिए, लेकिन कुछ तो लगा रहे, वो आर्मी में होता तो अच्छा रहता था ना, बच तो जाता था, नहीं उधर भी मर सकता था. लेकिन कम से कम उसके मन में एक होता था, अरे मैं, यू नो, आई डाइड फॉर अ गुड कॉज, अ बेटर कॉज, आई प्लेड सेफ. बट व्हाट हैपेंड? सो देयरफॉर दिस होल कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ प्लेइंग सेफ हैज बिकम सो ऑब्सेसिव इन द मॉडर्न वर्ल्ड. लाइक देयर इज अ स्कूल इन सूरत एंड देयर इज एन ऐप ऑन द फोन ऑफ द पेरेंट्स कि बच्चा किधर मूव कर रहा है, कहां जा रहा है, ये क्या कर रहा है. मैं बोला इधर एक ऐप डालना चाहिए पेरेंट्स के दिमाग में, यू नो, कहां ब्रेन घूम रहा है, यू नो, पूरा. अरे, यू आर प्रोटेक्टर, हाउ कैन यू प्रोटेक्ट? मतलब इतना सारा ऐप डाल के, यू नो, चार्जिंग ह्यूज मनी. सो देयरफॉर द रिएक्शन इज द सेम. इफ यू डोंट गिव, इफ सुनीति जैसा नहीं देंगे तो सुरुचि जैसे बनेंगे. अल्टीमेटली उत्तम वॉज मारा ही गया ना, राइट? उत्तम वॉज एनी वे किल्ड बाय द यक्षस. ही डिडंट डाई अ ग्लोरियस डेथ एंड ध्रुव फाइट्स फॉर हिम अल्टीमेटली. एंड देयरफॉर व्हेन प्रभुपाद वुड वॉक अराउंड आस्किंग, अरे एक तो बच्चा दो घर का, बोले अरे थोड़ी है, उसको तो हमको डॉक्टर बनाना है, उसको तो इंजीनियर बनना है बाद में गोली चलाने के लिए. नोबडी इज विलिंग टू गिव. He was begging. In fact, his own children didn't come. Forget others. So it was a painful, right? But the point is, there is no other choice. There is no other choice. Therefore, Krishna, Ram, Mahabharat, जो भी है उसमें देखो, बोल रहे बाबा कुछ तो समाज के लिए करो, धर्म के लिए करो. नहीं करोगे तो फिर ऐसे ही मारा जाओगे. आजकल हाँ, गौरामपुर वॉज टेलिंग मी, समबडी हर्ड देयर इज अ क्लब इन बॉम्बे कॉल्ड एज डिंक. सुना आपने? डिंक मतलब डबल इनकम नो चिल्ड्रन क्लब. दे डोंट वांट चिल्ड्रन. दे व्हाई चिल्ड्रन? इट्स अ बर्डन सम. अपने बंसीधर प्रभु किधर है? उधर बैठे. यस, इज देयर. ही वॉज टेलिंग, ही आस्क्ड वन डे हिज फादर, ही सेड, पापा सेवन चिल्ड्रन, आपने कभी सोचा नहीं क्या? He said, बेटा दिस इज माई धन, ये मेरा वेल्थ है. अभी बोलते ये मेरा बर्डन है. एवरी चाइल्ड कॉस्ट सो मच ऑफ मनी. सो दैट्स वॉट यू फील, दैट्स वॉट यू एक्सपीरियंस. इफ यू सी इट एज अ बर्डन, इट विल बिकम अ बर्डन ओनली. इफ यू सी एज योर धन, इट विल बिकम धन. सी कितना बड़ा धनिक है. सो इट्स ऑल अबाउट वॉट इज अवर कॉन्शियसनेस, दैट्स वॉट वी अट्रैक्ट. She was playing safe, you know, these two stories shook me a lot. Mera friend or my neighbor shook me. You know, he saw him dead body lying. 12 baje lekar aaye the uske sharir ko. I went to see, I was very young. I said, hey, this is too much. So, you know, now still we have a lot of, I remember, you know, Gaur Gopal Prabhu's mother, Gauram Prabhu's mother. It was painful, only son. And they were good, you know, very qualified. जो भी माता पिता चाहते हैं ना, वो सब उनके पास में था. आईआईटी था, फिर सीओईपी था, बेस्ट थे, यू नो, तो आ गए. I was asking Gauran Prabhu, Maharaj, she is still here only. When I went to her house in Madhya Pradesh, she told, my only fear was, pata nahi kahan chala gaya. Itna hi fear tha. When Radesh Lal joined, she was preaching to the mother, Are kya hai, tumko to malum hai na kahan jata hai wo karke. Jane do na usko. So we still have that generation now. That generation is becoming, going, disappearing, where they lived for others. Aap abhi bhi pooch sakte ho, aapke maa ka favorite khana kya hai? Most of the people will not be able to say. Kyunki mera favorite main janta hu, baap ka janta hu, lekin maa khane tak koi baithta hi nahi hai. Somebody sent this a small clipping on during Mother's Day. They were asking, what's your favorite, what's your favorite? But when it comes to what's your mother's favorite, nobody could tell. Even I couldn't tell. Why? Because khaya aur gaya khelne ke liye, kuch padhai karne ke liye. You didn't worry whether she ate or not. Aajkal wo pehle kha lete hotel mein. Bole jaane do na, Suruchi hotel bhi hai. Suruchi hotel ka naam bhi hai. So it is a culture of Suruchis. So Suruchis culture has to be fought by the culture of Sunitis. Unki sankhya kam hai. So this is, and then what, with Suruchi there is no happiness at the end of the day. Beta mara jayega, khud ko bhi dukh hona padega, aur usme koi glory nahi hai. Bhagavad does not glorify her, but glorifies Suniti. Aur jitna Suniti ki charcha honi chahiye utna nahi hota, because that is what the role of a mother, where there is no glory. It's a life without any glory, but glorious life. Now, Urmila ka dedication bahut hai, lekin she doesn't say that, Sita ka itna ho, mera bhi itna hi hona chahiye. That is Suruchi. Sacrifice mein koi glory nahi. Aaj banna hi nahi chahte. And somebody, this Ding Club wale, ek kisi ne video bheja tha. He's saying, we are telling, we don't want to be parent, but our family is forcing, hajar log baithe. Main thodi Chandragupta jaisa bachcha paida karne wala. Rahul Gandhi jaisa aage to kya karu? Kya diva laga diya usne? And everybody is clapping, yes, you're making a great point. It is a great point, no doubt, but still it is a wrong point. You should try. He has become what he has become because of pampering only. Usko dhakka nahi mara hai. Are jao. Keval photoshopping ke liye bheja hai. Again, I am not criticizing him. I am also doing, but same. No? We are creating that only. We are creating hundreds of followers of him. Jaha mata pita keval main, mera parivar, mera bachcha, uska ice cream, uska pizza, uske jute, uska video game, are usko agar nahi diyega to kuch karega to, are aise log chahiye ki fir, there anyway burden, better before only. This is what Shastra is saying, I am not saying. Hare Krishna, stop here. Jai.